Hello, and welcome to the podcast for TheForce.net. My name is Eric, and I'm your host, bringing you the latest news and updates from the world of Star Wars. Today is Sunday, April 17th, and we've got about 31 days left until Revenge of the Sith, and about 4 days left until the Celebration 3 convention in Indianapolis. In today's episode, we're splitting up the podcast into two files. The first one will contain news, and for the second one, yes, it's the moment many of you have been waiting for. Spoilers! Don't worry, I'll give you plenty of warning before starting anything spoiler-related, just in case some of you accidentally open up the wrong file. And there are no spoilers in this file, the one you're currently listening to. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the spoiler-free news episode. The promotional radio single, titled Battle of the Heroes, is shipping out to radio stations on April 25th. It's just a promo, so don't go rushing out to your local stores trying to find a copy. The full soundtrack is available May 3rd. Now, there are two versions of this single, one that's just a score, and another with dialogue and sound effects mixed in. So that makes me wonder if maybe the one with the dialogue and sound effects might later accompany a music video, perhaps. I'm just speculating here. We don't have any official word on a video yet. But keep an ear to the ground for the new track later this month. Speaking of the soundtrack, it looks like there will be variations in packaging. There'll be a DVD-style box, and there'll be a single fold-out-style jewel case. There are also two unique versions being distributed to Walmart and Target, though it looks like the only differences may be in the cover art. The only place that'll have any extra music in the soundtrack will be iTunes, where you can get an exclusive bonus track. And for those who can't wait until the 3rd, The Score Station, located at www.thescorestation.com, is streaming the soundtrack. If you're planning to attend the charity screening of Episode 3 on May 12th at the Uptown Theater in Washington, D.C., you might get to see Carrie Fisher. It's just been announced that she'll be attending. For those who don't know, charity screenings are happening a week early in certain select cities, including Washington, D.C. Tickets range from $250 for a basic ticket up to $100,000 for a set of 40 tickets to the film, 40 tickets to a VIP pre-screening party, and the sponsoring of 50 children and their families to attend the screening, as well as various other incentives. Proceeds will benefit the Children's Defense Fund. For more information, check out the March 4th posting on TheForce.net's Episode 3 section. News keeps pouring in about the Celebration 3 convention. I mentioned in my last podcast that Hayden Christensen will be interviewed live via satellite. Well, Ian McDiarmid pre-recorded an interview that will be playing at C3. This interview will also be available to Hyperspace members online. Don't forget, tickets for Episode 3 are already going on sale at many theaters. TFN has a list of most of those theaters, and we've also got a preliminary list of where you can see it via digital projection. Tickets for the midnight showings are going fast, so don't wait too long or you might miss out. For those of you who keep up with other Star Wars audio programs on the internet, you're probably aware of the StarWarsFanWorks.com. They link to us here at TFN, and they also link to several other good audio programs. Among their mid-month updates are the final segment of Everything Changes, the Chrono Radio Serial Edition sequel to Nothing Changes, Ear Candy's third installment of the Hollow Advertisement series, the fifth installment of Nightlight Productions' Lost Cause, There's No Hope, and the most recent Star Wars On Direct episode containing their survival guide to Celebration 3. You can find links to all of them at StarWarsFanWorks.com. The fan film Revelations was released Saturday at a premiere event in Baltimore. It's now being hosted on TFN, and it's about 250 megabytes, so it's going to take a while to download. But it's also about 40 minutes long, and if the trailer was any indication, it's going to be well worth the wait. So head on over to the fan film section of TFN and check it out. That's it for the news portion of today's podcast. If you're keeping up with spoilers, check out the second of today's two files. Otherwise, stay tuned for Tuesday's episode, where we'll have some very, very important last-minute information about Celebration 3, including weather reports and parking information. Until then, take care, and may the Force be with you.